Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse News. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest shit to happen in running this week. This week's stories include a blunder from the Hood to Coast race founder, a new Appalachian Trail FKT, and a preview of this year's UTMB series of events. Quite the blunder over at the Hood to Coast Relay this year in a bout between race founder Robert Foote and the winning female relay team. The Hood to Coast organization did not recognize the top female teams at their awards ceremony, despite the Goats and Roses team placing first in the women's open category and 12th overall, in a time of 21 hours, 3 minutes. That's a pace of 6 minutes, 21 seconds per mile for 199 miles. Damn. When approached by the ladies on why they weren't recognized, Bob Foote was quoted as saying, "Go talk to someone that cares." Holy shit. Is he for real? Well, it didn't take long for the word to spread via social media, and now there's quite the backlash towards Hood to Coast. The organization itself has profusely apologized and leaves me wondering if they're about to pull a Papa John and oust race founder Foote. What's that? Good move. It appears that yes, indeed, Bob Foote is out as chairman of the race after his remarks, and will be replaced immediately by his daughter, Felicia Hubber, who has already been serving as race director since 2006. The race has also been proactive in creating an advisory committee to stay ahead of this matter. I have to commend the race organization for these swift moves and hope it will translate into proper treatment of their runners in the future, regardless of gender, age, or rankings. This week in clean sport, we have to thank Sage Canaday for confirming a bit more about our chat on the court's program the last couple weeks. As an athlete subject to these tests, he confirms that they typically have 4 to 5 days to actually submit to the random complete blood cell count test. Sage's sage advice? There should be actual PED tests performed randomly 2 to 8 weeks prior to big races. What's your take, Outhouse Nation? He's done it, folks. Carl Sabe is now the concurrent record holder on the Appalachian Trail and Pacific Crest Trail. He completed the South to North Traverse of the AT in 41 days, 7 hours, 39 minutes, taking a whopping 4 days off the record. He was supported on his attempt, and overall things went quite well for Carl, with no big injuries or setbacks that we could find. If you don't know much about Carl, don't feel bad. He's a Belgian dentist and ultra runner who doesn't have many ultra results on ultra signup, just a marathon to Saab finish from 2016 and a finish at TDS in 2017, way back in 162nd place. Nothing that would really show you his capabilities as the best long distance trail through runner in the world. He's bested times put down by some of the best American ultra runners we have to offer. So kudos, Carl. Enjoy it. Next, on to another Beast Coast route we want to highlight, thanks to a viewer, this time in the Adirondacks. Josh Stratton took on the 80K 46er through hike as an unsupported solo adventure that covered 205 miles and over 75,000 feet of climb to hit all 46 peaks in the Adirondack range. He was able to complete the route in 8 days, 15 hours, 49 minutes, which although isn't an FKT, which is held by Jan Welford in 3 days, 17 hours, 14 minutes, is no doubt an awesome achievement. We neglected to mention anything about the Squamish 50-50 last week. So sorry, Gary, buddy, pal. So, we gotta first mention Courtney DeWalter, who won handily in the 50-mile race in 8 hours, 22 minutes. Oh, and she was 5th overall. She's on her final prep for Tahoe 200 and looking to be in as fine a form as always. I'm literally shaking in my shoes. For the dudes, Carl Oxton won the 50-miler in 7:40 with a 9-minute win margin. We, of course, have to mention the doubles winners, those who ran both the 50K and 50-miler on back-to-back days. For the ladies, Adrian Dunbar's total time was 17:29, and Colin Miller took it for the guys in 14:16. Gary, I just may hashtag see you in Squam next August. The Kima Trophy Race, born out of tragedy. The loss of a mountain rescuer in the 1990s led to a skyrunning race he hoped to organize. This insanely technical and challenging race features fixed chains and almost 14,000 feet of climb in a 52-kilometer distance. It's held biannually and draws some of the most talented runners in the world. Killian was back again this year and in fine form ahead of the UTMB. He not only won, but set a new course record in 6 hours, 9 minutes, 15 seconds. Granted, he was just 2 minutes ahead of second place, Alexis Savenic of France. On the ladies' side, American Hillary Girardi took the win in 7 hours, 37 minutes, and is on pace to likely win the World Sky Series. Back stateside, the Cascade Crest 100 happened up in Washington with Jesse Lang taking the win in 1803 for the men in a second best all-time. Yitka Wynn was the female champ in 2303. Okay, this will be the bulk of the show, and there's no way I can do this shit justice with so many competitive fields and races going on, but before we begin, let's get a primer from the one and only Ages a Whizzle. AJW, come on, bro. This is YouTube. We need that horizontal video. Turn it sideways. Anywho, I myself am absent for the first time in 3 years at the whole festival over there. Yeah, I was hoping to knock out PTL this year, but finding a partner can be so damn tricky. Skirka, what's up, bro? Anywho, TDS has already happened by the time of this posting on a slightly weather-altered course, which is not uncommon in the Alps. It was an exciting tight race with the top three men finishing all within 100 seconds of one another. Marcin Swirk of Poland edged out Debo by 1 minute, who edged out Dmitry Matyav of Russia by just 40 seconds. Crazy. At the time of this recording, the ladies' race was still ongoing, but looks like Audrey Tanguy of France may outrun Rory Bozio into Chamonix by a few minutes for the win. Corinne Malcolm of the US was running in fourth, and Megan Kimmel was in sixth. In the premier UTMB race, it looks to be a pretty fierce battle up front against Killian and Jim Walmsley, with a slew of other powerhouse runners in the mix as well. Jim is expected to come out swinging, coming off literally his prettiest training block ever, where he threw down 3 straight weeks of 140 miles and 50,000 feet of gain in the San Juans. Hot damn! He may as well just enter Barkley with those numbers. Tim Tollefson, definitely rooting for this guy. He's a quiet, hard worker and absolutely in love with this race, almost to a fault. I mean, come on, Tim. There are other 100-milers out there. Branch out. Xavier will be running and may have a chip on his shoulder after what transpired in July in the San Juans. Of course, Zach Miller is still seeking that magic day out at UTMB and no doubt will be running hard. Rumor has it he's been circling the mountain for weeks leading into this year's race. Super underrated Alex Nichols is also running. This guy is often overlooked, but can run with the best of them in the world. Western States champ Ryan Sands is looking to finally nail a good performance here as well, similar to his 2017 state story. That's really all I have time for on the men's side. Now to the women. According to I Run Far, it looks like a few of the favorites include previous champ Carolyn Chevreau, who's been fairly quiet after a post-2017 Hard Rock win burnout. Be on the lookout for Mimi Kotka, Swede, who won TDS last year and CCC the year before. Seems like she's right on track to place high or win UTMB. Next is last year's CCC champ, Claire Gallagher, and previous Leadville 100 champ. She's been a bit quiet lately as well, which could mean she's due for a big win here. Also back is Amy Sproston, who has placed top 10 here a couple times before and is back for more. Other top Americans include a slew of badass ladies, including Stephanie Violet, Casey Lichtai, Magda Boulay, and Kat Bradley. What a field. Not to mention all of these stout international runners I know little about. I'll have a full recap of this and the other races in the series like OCC, CCC, and the big bad daddy, PTL, as well. It appears due to rising popularity, the entries to the 2019 Comrades Marathon have been delayed from their traditional open dates. There are 20,000 available slots for the world's largest ultra, but they went from a 3-month fill time in 2017 to just 3 weeks this year. They are concerned that many who rely upon mail-in entry forms will be shut out if they don't have a new plan in place. Kudos to them for thinking about that ahead of time. We'll have updates soon. Teams for the 100-kilometer World Championships have been announced. You can go to the IAU website for a complete list of all countries, but a few highlights from my home country include Jeff Burns leading the charge on the men's side with a 6:30 personal best. They'll also have Jesse Davis, Matt Flaherty, Isaiah Jansen, Anthony Kunkel, Chikara Omine, and Michael Bialik. On the ladies' side, it's Devin Yanko with a 7:46 personal best leading the ladies, joined also by Carolyn Bowler, Emily Harrison, Liza Howard, Megan Laws, Gina Slaby, and Katlyn Nagy. Damn, that's a stellar team of ladies. Come on now, folks, show the roads some love and help tune in September 8th in Croatia. We kept things a little shorter this week as our main man, Michael Carson, who edits each show, is traveling this week in Europe filming UTMB. Let's all wish him luck, as I know filming can be just as demanding as racing that beast. And with that, thanks for tuning in to episode 108 of Outhouse News. Thanks for checking out the show, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or a question or feedback for the show, please leave a comment below. If you'd like to directly support the show financially, consider becoming a Patreon supporter of this channel. Or pick up this custom pair of Jam Jam sunglasses. It comes with a signed certificate of authenticity and a Mountain Outhouse sticker pack. Link below. Have a shitty week. All right, guys, do a quick glasses off here. I don't want to keep Michael up. I know he's got a lot to do this week. UTMB week, definitely sad to not being going out there. I did think it was funny. Douchebag Ultra on Twitter said something to the effect of like the most unrelatable week in ultra running when all the elites are like posting about Chamonix, probably because they got free trips there. I think it's really funny. So true, but it's also, yeah, pretty exciting for sure. TDS already went down. Debo, man, that is so tough. I don't have all the details on how that race played out. I know those guys were really tight most of the day, and to come down to be just a minute or less than a minute apart for the top three guys must have been just a crazy race to the finish. I don't know if there was some jockeying for position in the final miles, or if, you know, they're trying to catch up with one another, or how it all played out. But I'm sure we'll hear soon. We'll probably hear from Debo, maybe on an interview very shortly. But pretty exciting stuff. And hopefully, looking forward to the weekend ahead. For me here in Arizona, we just opened up a pizza shop with Freak Brothers Pizza. So I'll be probably slaving away over the oven over the weekend, but be tuning into those updates. I know they have great live coverage with UTMB. That's pretty unparalleled in the support. So definitely looking forward to seeing that. The Hood to Coast, that was a pretty wild story. Pretty unbelievable that... like the founder of the race would be that out of touch with like the reality of his own event. I mean, to kind of mock and put down your women's champions seems wildly inappropriate and just pretty unbelievable that that would even happen. Obviously, a lot of pressure has been put on them by the public, which I think is great. But you know, they pretty much were forced into taking some actions. And you know, I'm glad they did and they didn't dig their heels in like we've seen some organizations do recently on these types of gender matters. Yeah, it's just really disappointing. And hopefully, you know, I don't know, not that there should be a lesson to be learned. To me, it seems pretty self-evident, but you never know out there what people are thinking or doing. But I mean, come on, we got to recognize people for what they do out there. And if nothing else, treat them with respect. I mean, he could have said, oh, hey, we only do, I don't know, I don't even agree with it, but hey, we only do awards for our top 10 overall teams. You know, I'm sorry, that's just what we do. I could see them getting upset and making a stink about it, but, and certainly hope they would rectify that situation. But for him to make the comment that tells someone who cares, I mean, it's just gross. And so basically, bye-bye. That's basically what happened. And I'm happy that I can report that that's what they did. I just saw that come across right as I was scripting the show. So thankfully that happened. And, you know, they can move ahead. And really, I mean, if they hadn't done this, I think their race would have been in jeopardy of probably some serious ramifications from just from the public and their entrance in the future, especially all their women's teams. So I don't know. I guess that's good to see, but it was also unfortunate to see on that end. Coming up, there's a lot of 100-milers in September that we'll be covering. I know that, yeah, not this weekend, but the next weekend, you've got like Wasatch, and then we're going right into a bunch of Hard Rock qualifiers like Bear, Run Rabbit Run, Mogan Monster. So we'll have a lot to cover. There's no shortage of news, and hope you guys are well. Please let us know if you have any other feedback for us. Probably need to be doing some challenges here soon. I know I still have an outstanding beer 10K to do, but I probably won't be doing that until after I run the Tahoe 200, which is a week from Friday, so it's like literally 8-9 days away. And I'm sweating right now because if you go on Strava, my training ain't been so pretty lately. So, but I am going to give it my best and go into it with a real chill attitude and basically hike and jog the downs and get that thing done because I want to complete it. I hate DNFing. I hate DNSing. I hate DNFing more. I'm not going to DNF, but even DNSing, I was thinking about pulling out of the race, but sticking with it. I'm all booked up for travel, so it's happening. So if you guys are out there, please say hi. Yeah, it'll be good stuff. So while I'm running out of glasses, I got to go order some more because I've only got one other pair left. Good luck, guys, and I'll see you next week. Have a great one.